Now, Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, the only national program that brings you authentic police case histories. Gangbusters has asked the Honorable Clem W. Mers, Chief of Detectives of the Cincinnati Police Department, to narrate by proxy tonight's case. Chief Mers, I know the case you're going to tell us about tonight has an international flavor.
Well, that's true, Don Gardner. But most important, it shows the effectiveness of cooperation between federal, local, and Canadian authorities, despite the handicaps of international borderlines.
Well, it sounds as though you have quite a case for us, Chief Mers. Why don't you start right in?
All right, Don. Suppose we begin just a few months ago in the city of Toronto, Ontario. Late one night, two men were in a room on the fourth floor of a second-rate hotel near the Union Station. One, a middle-aged, bald fellow, strangely nicknamed Sonny, sat on the edge of the bed, while the other, Big Jim Labard, occupied the only upholstered chair in the room. After a moment, Big Jim got up and walked to the dresser to pour drinks to bind the deal they had just closed.
Okay, Sonny. We'll have a drink on it.
Take it easy with mine.
What's the matter, Sonny? Our Canadian whiskey bites a little hard?
It all bites hard after you tease it too much.
There you are, Sonny. May you make a fortune out of the deal.
Yeah. Much obliged, Jim, for wishing me a fortune. You already made yours when the licking I took.
Nobody asked you to come here and buy. You want, you got to pay the price. Well, here's luck.
400 apiece. That's the first time I ever paid 400 an ounce in the last. Here's the last.
Look, Sonny, an ounce of heroin is just as hard to come by in Canada as it is in the States.
Yeah.
And I'm the hottest guy in Toronto just now. You got three King's warrants out for me. I should lay low. If there is a deal, I got to make.
Okay, you may. Don't beef. When do you deliver?
When are you leaving? All you got to do is walk across the hall to my room. You can pick up the package anytime.
What do you mean, pick up the package? I ain't carrying 30 pieces over the border. You got to deliver to Cincinnati.
You take it with you, Sonny.
Who are you kidding? My understanding of the deal was you deliver to Cincinnati. I ain't running no drugs across the border. That ain't my business.
It ain't my business either, Sonny. Not at 400 an ounce, it ain't.
Okay, you won't deliver to Cincinnati. The deal's off.
Sit down there.
What's the matter with you?
You made a deal, you stick to it.
Not if I got to run the border, I don't.
It'll cost you an extra 100 apiece if I got to deliver to Cincinnati.
Who do you think you're holding up?
You.
An extra $3,000 for running the border with a 2-pound package? What do you think I am, crazy?
You can run the border for nothing, Sonny. It won't cost you a dime.
Okay, you rob me. When do you deliver?
You won't be in a hurry. It'll get there. Come on across the hall to my room. I'll show you what you bought.
Mm, it's always a good idea seeing what you buy.
Have a look in the hall.
It's okay. There's no sore around.
All right, you can go. Wait a minute.
Off what?
Back inside, fast.
What's the matter?
Somebody's in my room.
You're crazy.
Did you see that light over the transom? I didn't need no lights.
No?
How should I know? We'll find out quick.
Don't stick in here a while.
I got about 50 pieces of heroin over there. I got to protect my investment.
Because as soon as you duck that gun, you'll stick here.
Come on.
You don't get me involved killing no cops.
I need help and you're ready.
Shut up
and open that door. Go on. The door was unlatched. Walk across the hall. Open up and jump back.
Now look.
Go on. Hold it. Okay. Open. All right, don't move. Well, what are you after, sister?
I'm sorry. Mr. May was taking the rooms.
Is that so?
Yes. I must be on the wrong floor.
Sonny.
Yeah?
Come in and shut the door.
Really? It is a mistake.
Mm-hmm. As long as you made a mistake, you figured you might as well take advantage of it, huh? Is that why you piled up my clothes, ready to go out the door with them?
Take it easy, Jim. Maybe she's law.
Law? She's a sneak thief. Ain't that right, sister?
Please, I've never done anything before. Don't call the police, please.
What's your story?
I'm stuck in Toronto. I want to get back home to Montreal. I had to get here somehow.
So you picked on me, huh?
I didn't know it was you. I didn't care who it was. I tried every door. Please don't call the police.
Jim, she didn't find the, you know...
Don't worry. That'll take a good deal of looking. What's your name?
Lucille. Lucille Beauvais. You won't call the police?
No. I don't think so. You're a little too pretty to rot in jail. I think I'll give you your lesson myself. This is what you need. A lot of it you need. That ought to cure you.
Get rid of it, Jim.
All I wanted was fit to my Creole, that's all.
Well, you can walk it. Go on, get out.
Oh, all right. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Thank me. For what?
For not calling the police. Goodbye.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
Lucille, didn't you say?
Yes.
How'd you like to earn car fare to Montreal?
Earn it? How?
Are you off your nut, Jim? Get rid of it.
Stick your head out of this. What's in Montreal?
That's home. I'm broke. There's no place else to go.
You got a job, Lucille.
I have?
Jim, sure you have. Now go in there and get rid of those tears. I'll tell you all about it when you feel better.
Okay. In there?
Yeah. Go on.
Thanks. Thanks ever so much. You know, you're really nice.
How crazy can you get, Jim?
Did you ever see such eyes? Black as the ace of spades.
What do you want to get mixed up with a lousy sneak thief for?
She was telling the truth. It's the first thing she ever tried.
Who are you kidding me? All got the same story.
She was telling the truth. Dreamed about running into one like her.
How can a guy as hot as you take a chance? How do you know she won't crack the law the minute she finds out?
You want your 30 pieces delivered to Cincinnati, don't you?
What's that got to do with it?
Not much. Except that Lucille is going to carry him across the border for me.
Oh, well, I don't care how, just as long as it gets across.
It will. Tomorrow you take a train to Windsor.
And you?
I'll drive with Lucille. You're checking into Buckingham in Windsor. You'll hear from me by Tuesday night. So you've never been on a trip across to the States, Lucille?
I've always wanted to go.
Hey, have your wish tomorrow. First thing in the morning. Let's have a drink on it, huh?
Jim, why do we have to lie to them? Why do we have to tell them we're married?
Oh, says a lot of unnecessary questions, baby, that's all.
Oh.
Well, if it's just a couple from Toronto going on a little vacation, there's nothing to it. We'd drive right across.
Well, I suppose it's all right.
Sure, it's all right.
Only, I don't have the clothes to take a vacation.
Where do we get across to Detroit? We'll get nice clothes.
I can't get over it all. Especially when I think I could have been in jail. How could I have done such a dumb thing?
Well, at least you picked the right room.
You've really been swell.
That's because I want to be. Don't worry about it.
What's the matter?
Sit still and keep your mouth shut. Those two guys coming to cops.
Cops?
Mm-hmm. Are you out for a good time, Big Jim?
Yeah. Yeah, I like a good time as well as any.
Get out of my way. Just stay with her.
Oh, this Jim?
Yeah.
Had some trouble?
Plenty. A couple of cops made me the charge. I just didn't get away.
You didn't lose the goods?
No, I got the goods. It was in the car. They hauled in Lucille.
So what? Well, they didn't get you with the goods.
You got a pencil handy?
Yeah, why?
I'm going to give you the name of a lawyer. Get hold of him. Tell him to get her rent or make bond for her. Anything.
Are you kidding?
I want her out, do you hear?
You won't need her to get the stuff across, and you know it.
Get hold of that lawyer and get her out. Get on a train and head to Cincinnati. I'll see you there in a couple of days. Have my bill ready because I'm going to need it. Don't forget the lawyer. If you don't get out the 30 pieces, stay in jail.
Showdown, the fugitive Big Jim LeBard, a notorious Canadian dealer in narcotics, had a narrow escape from capture. The next time he was face to face with police officers, a shower of bullets closed the gap between them.
You were telling us, Chief Murs, that the Canadian narcotics dealer, Big Jim Labard, narrowly missed arrest in Windsor, Ontario, the night before he planned to smuggle 30 ounces of heroin into the United States.
That's right, Don, but the police did pick up the girl, Lucille Beauvais, whom Labard planned to use as an aide in the smuggling venture. There was no evidence against her, and she didn't even know the identity of Labard, so she was released shortly after dark the next night, walked out of the House of Detention for Women. A stranger in town, Lucille had no particular place to go, and she headed toward a brightly lit restaurant, which was the first thing she saw as she walked out of the jail door.
Lucille, keep walking. Keep your head straight.
Tell me who you are.
I'm about to tell you myself before I leave. Meet me in an hour. Victoria Park. Bench under the Queen's statue. Make sure you aren't followed. Change cabs a couple of times. Here, listen, Doug.
I don't know whether I want to meet you.
Either. I'll see you.
Me. Back here in the shadows. I wanted to see if you had the place set up with cops.
No, I wouldn't do anything like that.
I didn't know. Mind if I come around and sit down?
No.
Well, what'd they tell you about me? I'm a pretty mean customer, huh?
That's what they said.
Would you still like to go across to the States?
To help you smuggle dope?
Well, you care why. Cigarette?
Yes, thanks. I don't know what to think of you getting me from Toronto, wanting to take me to the States. Especially when you caught me robbing your room. I thought maybe you fell in love with me.
Maybe I did.
You wanted to use me. What a purpose.
I only wanted to use you. Why should I take the chance meeting you tonight? If they caught me, it'd be 10 years, baby, at least.
That's what they told me.
Come here.
Please, no.
I said come here. There. Does that look like I just want to use you?
I want to go back home to Montreal.
You think you're too good for me? You think a sneak thief is any better than I am?
It's not that, Jim.
Come to the States with me.
No, I can't.
Well, why don't you know it?
All right, I won't.
Well, what are you waiting for?
All right, Jim. I'll go with you.
Sure you will.
They're watching all the borders, Jim. I know. They've got the U.S. Customs on the lookout. Oh, you'll get caught.
Well, plans have changed, baby. We're not going as tourists anymore. Now, come on.
All right.
Yourself, baby. Gotta keep my eye out for the patrol. How much longer, Mac?
Another 15 minutes, maybe. Get down before it's done. Caddick's over the water.
Oh, Detroit sure looks near. Looks like it could reach out for those lights.
15 minutes, baby, that's all.
15 minutes seems like a century.
Get it done.
What are you worried about, isn't it? Hey, turn around, Mac. At the patrol boat?
I can.
That looks like it. Get to it. Jim.
Shut up.
Jim, what are we going to do?
Don't you know when to keep quiet?
Jim. Oh,
then keep quiet. Stay along the boat. Maybe they'll pass us by.
Jim, if one of them starts.
Jim, drop the package overboard.
Not on your life.
Drop the package and I have us for nothing.
If I don't throw 15 grand overboard, I fight for it.
Jim, please.
Doors over, Jim.
Watch out, Mac. You'll be the first to get shot.
Very well.
The boat's going away, I think.
It is. It's a pleasure craft.
Jim.
That was a squeaker.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the freight.
Yeah. Go on. Row.
Lead off, Captain. Agent Laney of the Narcotics Bureau, Treasury Department, is here to see you.
Laney? Laney, is he from the Cincinnati office?
Just a second, Captain. You from the local office, Mr. Laney?
No, I'm out of Washington.
He's from Washington, Captain.
Ask Mr. Laney to come in.
Right. Right through that door, Mr. Laney.
Thanks. Come in, Laney.
Hello, Captain.
I'm glad to meet you. Have a chair.
Thanks. I'm in Cincinnati on a special job, Captain.
Well, how can we help?
Did you ever handle a narcotics dealer, Sonny Wilton?
Yes, we've handled him.
Do you know where I can put my hands on him?
At the moment, no, but I'll put a couple of my boys to check in with him.
Well, we're more interested in the guy he's been dealing with lately, Big Jim Labard, a Canadian.
You think he's in Cincinnati, too?
Well, it's just a tip. Canadian Mounties have been looking for him on 3 warrants, narcotics cases.
Mm-hmm.
They picked up a boatman who's been running smugglers across the Detroit River. Their information is that Big Jim made a deal with Sonny and came to Cincinnati.
Okay, we'll be on the lookout for them both.
Mounties almost got their hands on this Big Jim last week. He saw them coming and ducked out of a bar. They couldn't shoot to cover the crowd. But they did get a girl he was with.
Oh? How does she figure in his hair?
Well, they had no charge to hold her on. According to the boatman, Big Jim just took her along when he smuggled in the narcotics.
I see. Excuse me a second.
Yes, Captain?
Ask Mayor and Stuss to step in here right away.
Yes, sir.
They're a couple of my best men on this kind of deal.
Oh, good. We don't have too much to go on, Captain, but the Canadian authorities are doing a little further checking on the girl. If they find out anything, we'll hear about it. They want Labard and want him bad.
Jim.
What?
I don't feel like going out and drinking and staying up all night again tonight.
I do.
Do you think it's time we got out of Cincinnati?
Sonny's friends are good people to know.
I don't care for them.
Well, act like you care for them. This is business.
Oh, Jim, I want to go home. I want to go to Montreal.
You don't stop nagging me about going home. I'll give you something really to nag about.
All right, Jim.
Made a lot of dough, Sonny. A good chance to make more.
We're not taking that boat trip again.
Yep. You're going to help with the load.
More dope.
No. You know, something's just as hard to come by in Canada. Guns.
Guns?
Yeah. A lot of guys I know will pay a good price for a year. And that's what we're taking back. A good stock of guns.
Didn't you make enough money?
There's never enough money. And listen, baby. Wake up when we get to that party. These are people I'm doing business with. I don't want them to think I got a corpse traveling with me.
All right. I'll wake up.
Captain Hartman.
Laney, Narcotics Bureau, Captain.
Oh, hello, Laney. Anything new?
I think so. I just spoke to Washington. They got a message from the Canadian Mounted Police. They had a mail cover on the home of the girl's mother in Montreal.
Oh?
A letter showed up from her.
Mail from Cincinnati?
Yep. With a return address on Maple Avenue. I went by and looked at the building. It's a big apartment house.
Uh-huh. I suppose we put a plant there and wait for them to come out.
That's all right with me.
Okay, you come on by here, Laney, and we'll see what arrangements we can make. Hello, Laney. How's it going?
You haven't seen a soul. It looks like a bar out of the girl, Captain.
Well, a lot of people live in this apartment house. Stick here long enough and we'll spot them.
Yeah, I suppose so. If we... Wait a minute.
Hmm?
Someone coming out.
Yeah.
No, it's not Big Jim. Like I say, if
well, it's not Big Jim, but wouldn't you like Sonny?
Is that him?
I couldn't miss Sonny 2 blocks away.
Come on, right.
Let me handle this, Laney. I know him.
Go right ahead.
He's coming this way. Let's stop and light a cigarette.
Mm.
Have one?
Thanks.
Light?
Thank you.
Where do you think you're going, Sonny?
Hey.
Police officers.
Is that so?
Where's Big Jim?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He lives in that building and you know it.
Why don't you go in and get him?
Okay. They're going to knock on every door. And you're going to be right in front of us.
No, no, now look, you don't get me mixed up in this.
Which is his apartment?
He's got guns. He's got plenty of guns. He'll use them. You don't get me to knock on his door.
Which is his apartment, Sonny?
H5. Look, don't take me up there. Hold me in. He'll use those guns.
All right. We'll see that you get a nice seat on the sidelines.
Good. That's where I want to be, on the sidelines.
You keep your eye on him, Laney.
Mm-hmm.
I want to call downtown and get a couple more men out here. We may need them.
Yeah, I'll say you will.
Go on, Captain. I'll watch him till you get back.
Listen.
What?
Come on over here and give me a hand with this stuff.
Oh, Jim, I'm busy trying to pack. What is it?
Let me get the stuff out of that drawer and into the cotton. Well, come on.
Jim, I don't want to handle guns.
Guns are the safest thing in the world when you know how to handle them. Come on, help me pack them.
Are they loaded?
Sure they're loaded. How good do you think they'd be if they weren't?
I can't touch them.
You want to go back to Montreal? You'll give me a hand.
No.
Listen. Jim. When I tell you something, I mean it.
Please, you hurry.
That's too easy. Now, give me a hand.
Who's that? Expecting anybody?
Well, I'll answer it. You'll find out.
Yes? Who is it?
Sonny, open up. I want to see Jim.
Jim, it's Sonny.
Well, let him in. He can give me a hand.
All right, Sonny, just a minute. Sonny, I thought you were...
We're police officers.
Jim.
One side.
Jim.
Okay, Jim, get him up quick.
Yeah?
Watch him, he's got a gun.
Jim, no!
Get him! Watch out!
Ow!
That did it. Come on.
Jim.
It looks like he's through, miss.
I owed him so much.
I can imagine.
Beat off, call an ambulance.
Yes.
All right, miss. Now let's have the story. From beginning to end.
That, Don, was how Cincinnati police and agents of the Narcotics Bureau Treasury Department dealt with James Labard, a dangerous fugitive from Canada. The girl, Lucille, was deported to Canada to face various charges. And Sonny Wilton, the Cincinnati narcotics dealer, was held on a charge of parole violation and returned to prison to complete his term.
Well, congratulations, Chief Mers, to all the officers, Cincinnati, federal and Canadian, who showed such excellent coordination in bringing about an end to this dangerous criminal. Tonight's case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by William Sweets, with Frank Reddick and Susan Douglas in leading roles. Don Gardner speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.